This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can't imagine how excited I get, even now, after having been on the radio for as many years as I have been. I love starting every new hour with a new experience, a new story. There's always something new going on, especially when I have colleagues like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Experience. The things that I like, Jennifer and her giggle and her consistency. Yeah. Victoria and that deep...
Oh, she again with the large marge? Really?
And the way they tease me. I think Kara talks to me like she talks to her father. I feel that a little bit.
That's probably true. Yeah. I talk back to him. I'm kind of full of
So let's see how you handle this with your father, all right? One of the ongoing plays or side plays, we were talking about being able to do more than one thing at once. And because now I'm always busy. My life is very full, and I'm very thankful for that. It has a different busy tone when I'm on the West Coast versus on the East Coast. Now we're back on the farm. Farming activity is really revving up fast. A lot of time every day spent doing that. And I have town meeting, and we have change in government here in Framingham. And so that's occupying 3 or 4 hours of my day every day. So I'm trying to eat better, as all of us are. My trainer says I have to figure out how to eat better, and that means not eating late. So what I'm trying to do is, I don't have time at night, so I would just grab junk. So what I decided to do was visit a place in town called Dream Dinners. And I was attracted to them because they were doing a fundraiser for a fella, this family that had some problems and... I'm not going to go into it, what the problem was, but since it was a good way for me to identify, they sent a public relations flyer around. If you'd like to help this family, come to Dream Dinner. So I did. And I got 3 different kinds of meals and put them in the freezer, and now I'm cooking them one at a time. There's a fish with mashed potatoes and vegetables. So the last hour I cooked the fish, and this hour I'm cooking the mashed potatoes in with the fish. In other words, I had the cooking instructions say.
Preheat. Oh, so it's one of these boxes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They give you the ingredients and then you cook them.
Yeah, yeah, right. Preheat oven to 350, spray 9x9 baking dish with nonstick coating spray. Well, I didn't do that. I put olive oil in, and then I removed the fish, put it in the baking dish. I spread some green onion sauce on it. And then I baked it, and now I put the mashed potatoes in the same thing, and we'll see how that comes out.
What kind of fish is it?
It's salmon.
And how are you cooking the mashed potatoes? In the oven? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I put them on top of the...
I mean, all of this sounds fine for dinner.
Yeah,
how can you breakfast?
Well,
how are you eating salmon at
dinner? I can't do... I don't have... Well, after I get off the air, I'll have... my meal of the day, and then I won't have time really to eat anything for the rest of the day. When I come back tonight at 10 o'clock or something, I'll have a quick snack. But I can't be eating. I've been eating at night, and it's just not good. This business about the roll that I get in the wintertime bothers me because it's not good. Ken says, and so does the trainer, you got to get rid of it. And it usually takes me a couple of months while I'm on the farm in the summertime to lose it. And so now I want to lose it faster.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do it is to stop eating at night as much as anything else.
Well, that can help for sure, yeah.
Right. So anyway, this will be, it'll almost be like lunch by the time I'm done. I have my fruit and yogurt during the course of the program. And then when I'm all done, before I go out about the business of the day, I'll have this combo and see how it holds me. How's that? Is that a good thing? It's a good suggestion?
I mean, if you can eat fish in the morning and not gag, sure, go for it.
Yeah,
I'd be you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd be fine. No. Speaking about gagging, New news this week is Internal Revenue Service Week. Taxpayers unite. And so instead of, we've heard stories all through the Obama administration about the IRS going after groups, you know, the 501c3 stuff, and that managed to take a lot of air out of the room. The Internal Revenue Service budget has been cut by the Trump administration. I guess it was cut before anyway. So now, what are they doing? It turns out that there was a rumor there were going to be more IRS agents to examine your taxes, your returns. No, that is not the case. What is the case is that the IRS has not been able to collect money that it is owed from tax returns that are sent in. So here's the scenario. You got to have your money in by the appointed date, usually April 15th. This year was April, 18th, Tuesday night. Got to have it at midnight. And then you file the returns anytime until, October. You can usually get extensions to October. So what's happening is that people are filing their returns and admitting how much money they owe, but they're not paying it because either they don't have it or they're trying to, do whatever, see what they can get away with. And the strategy that now has been put into place by Trumpites, I was going to say the Obamaites, new strategy that will be put in place will alleviate stress and prevent harassment that taxpayers have been dealing with. The IRS has hired private, I don't know how this is going to be less stress, but maybe we can figure it out. Four private collection firms are going to deal with the severely delinquent cases where people have a lot of money they owe and it hasn't been collected. So I think, in fairness, this is how I look at this. The fact that I pay taxes, Jennifer pays taxes, Victoria, Kara, all of us pay our taxes and pay them on time. Nobody wants to get, as long as you got the money, nobody wants to get fees and penalties and interest and all that stuff. So you pay it on time. But the people who don't, they're kind of responsible. It's an abusive thing because if there isn't, we all talk about how much money is being borrowed, the trillions of dollars. And part of that, frankly, is because not everybody's money has been collected. And you can say, well, how much can that be? Well, we're talking about hundreds of billions. Like, it could be as much as $200 billion hasn't been collected. It's owed. These private outfits are going to go along and find the people who haven't paid, pretty easy to do, and then just go knock on the door. When are you going to pay? And how are you going to pay? And work out deals so that at least they'll get some of the money. The idea is not to put people into bankruptcy, but to tell them in a nice way, don't you think you owe this? You've said in your tax return you owe the money. So how can we help you pay your debt? I don't think this is a bad idea. Anybody think this is a bad idea? If people admit that they owe it, this is not about people cheating. If you say on your tax return, I owe $10,000, but I can't pay it, and then you keep stalling and you don't pay it, and if you don't have FaceTime with someone, it's likely if you figured out how to dodge it, you're going to dodge it.
But don't they go after your, doesn't the IRS like garnish your wages or something if you don't pay?
They can, yeah. But this is a way, supposedly, to be kinder and gentler. It's a way of reaching out to taxpayers, says this guy who's in charge of the program, whose name is Phil Liberatore. And you can go to his website, liberatorecpa.com. I'm guessing you'd probably find that he was a rather substantial contributor to the Trump campaign. Just saying.
Is that a guess? Yeah.
That's a guess. Anyway, but that's where they're going to try to hit the rubber's going to hit the road going after taxpayers. And by the way, this is not, well, I suppose it is a cost to taxpayers because they're going to get a percentage of what they collect. And if it doesn't come in directly, then that means that taxes. Either we have to cut spending or you got to collect more in taxes. And I can tell you last night after sitting through a rehearsal, in a sense, of some of the things in this year's town meeting budget process that we're looking at eliminating things. It's interesting. because Trump has done something, whether you like him or you don't like him, he set a stage, Jennifer, for having people look at stuff. People who are running businesses, what do we not need here? People who are running government, whether it's state government or local government. I will tell you the approach that the chief financial officer has to our town, and she's very good, is to look at things that haven't been, she's better at examining stuff. There's not much that gets by her. But there are things, admittedly, that are not necessary. We all know that. We all know that things get done in the public sector that really aren't necessary. Mm-hmm. And so we're confronted in Framingham with building two schools at a cost of 40-some-odd million dollars. So, all right, what are we looking at that we can shave here and shave there? Things they probably could have shaved a long time ago, but now the heat's really on because there'll be a wholesale revolt. One of the reasons town government has changed to city government is because of the inefficiencies of how the town was run. It's basically unmanageable, the way that it was being run. And a lot of waste and fraud and, you know, these guys that were department heads became, they set up fiefdoms of their own. And, you know, nobody really was questioning things other than me. And I made myself very unpopular, as you can imagine, by asking too many questions. So, under the circumstances, it seems that some of the things that I questioned over the years I've been in town meeting now seem to be, oh, gee, you know what? That's pretty good. Let's fix that problem. And so I say that only because of what I do and have done for a living. I always ask questions, lots of questions. And most people are uncomfortable. When you confront, let's say it's the guy that runs the public works department, and he just bought a new truck for himself. And so you say, hey, how come you're driving a new truck? What's the matter with the old one? Well, the old one went to Fred over there who had a problem with his truck. Oh, okay, well, Fred, what was the problem with your truck? Well, there was rust underneath the left-hand door. Really? Well, why didn't we fix the rust under the... Well, because it affects the value of the truck. Huh? They, you know, they'll snow people because most people who are volunteers in something like government, they don't really know what it, you know, what does rust under the driver's door mean? It means that you take a sand blaster and you blast the rust off and you repaint it. That's what it means to me. But to the average guy, he looks at the pictures and says, my God, look at that rust. The guy will fall out from the truck. And that's how they snow people, so they keep buying new trucks at $40,000 apiece, and nobody asks them any questions, except me. And they don't like that, because you gotta, what is the old expression? To get along, you gotta go along. I've never been good at that. And that's the problem with government. There are too many people who have too many back scratchers in their office, and they get along by scratching everybody else's back. Am I right or not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's about the game of politics.
Yeah, right.
Who's better at glad-handing?
Right. So here I am, the only person in America to question. I'm everybody's hero. Hooray! All right, enough of that. 20 minutes after the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Bing!
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I love being on the air. I just love to be able to make you feel good and have your company with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara every day. And this is one of the moments in the hour. We have a focus on music at this point in each hour. And on this moment, in this moment on Thursdays, it's called Throwback Thursday. And we've got the top five songs from this week in 1967. Victoria puts these together. She knows how if she goes to this era, it'll just turn me on like a light bulb. And thus, focus. What was that all about? The focus. Monkees, number five this week in 1967. A little bit me, a little bit you. Crank it up, Kara. The simple lyrics of that era. Bum, 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 bum. All right, that's enough. Number five, the Monkee. Number four belongs to the Four Tops. Bernadette!
We're searching for the kind of love that we possess. Some go on searching their whole life through and never find the love I found in you.
Bernadette!
And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's
great.
Eyes.
Listen to this.
And I'm well aware of what's on their mind.
Levi stuff.
They pretend to be my friend with all the time.
Longer with us. That's why the current version of Four Tops doesn't hack it. Anyway, this is a song that we're all right. We got to get to the hook. There's Bernadette. All right. Next one, number three this week, 1967, belongs to a lady who actually did very well on England's equivalent of Broadway and over here as well, but she had a dozen top ten songs. Petula Clark. That's how the Brits refer to her. We called her Petula.
Petula.
This is my song, number three.
The world cannot be.
By the way, she's still around performing. She was a contemporary Dusty Springfield who was passed on, and Cilla Black, who also died last year. But Petula still, and she still sounds this way. She and Uri are friends. She always was, the word I was told never to use with a woman was cute. But I always thought she was kind of cute. Love, this is my song. Go ahead.
Here is a song, a serenade to you.
Bested by the number two song this week, The Turtles. And Happy Together.
I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me.
By the way,
imagine how the world could be.
As was the case with a lot of the successful groups who were around in the 60s, if they were smart, they invested all the money that they made, and they would still be pretty good, in good shape today. All of these guys became stockbrokers and fabulously wealthy. All the Turtles took their money and they turned it, and they became professional stockbrokers working on Wall Street.
It's an interesting change of career.
Yeah, but they are all still happy together, that's for sure. All right, so number one song this week, 1967, Nancy Sinatra and Her Father, with a song that was number one for 4 weeks in a row called Something Stupid.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me.
Which I thought kind of like.
I never knew
song.
They did a duet.
A love song. Like that one Gwyneth Paltrow did with
Huey Lewis. Oh, yeah, Huey Lewis.
It's gross. But anyway, this song, it did well. I can remember the color of the label. It was a light brown Warner Brothers Records. And had a 14-second intro. How about that? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Shh, no one wants to talk about this, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Crotch sniffing. Dogs like to sniff each other's bottoms, but it's different when they nose up to someone's crotch. It's not bad manners. As a matter of fact, according to your dog, it's good. Dogs can get a lot of information about other dogs by sniffing around down there, and they probably get the same info by sniffing people, too. If your dog's nosiness bothers you or the people they sniff, some good obedience training may help. It's kind of like Google for your dogs. Your dog's just surfing the web. By sniffing other dogs, it tells them about their hormones, about what type of food is in the area, can even tell them about their mood. So that's why very often when people come into your home, the first thing the dog does is go sniff them in the inappropriate areas. Try to explain it to your friends. Try to explain it to your guests. But the dog's doing it as a good thing, not as a bad thing. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. No alone. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
After the hour, spooky time on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. However, the controls in Washington not as important as the controls in New York, where
apparently
Victoria's apartment has been overtaken by the spookies.
It's either a ghost or some, I don't know. What happened is yesterday we were during a commercial break right around this time. I got freaked out because my TV turned on and I was looking at the remote. So there was no way I was sitting on it or anything. And it just happened again. So
I have an idea. It's the same time.
Yeah.
Somehow you accidentally set a timer.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, that spoils the story.
It's a new power strip.
Jennifer.
I don't know.
That spoils the story.
That is a good theory, though, Jen. It's a new power strip that allows you, it's based on one of our Tech Talk stories from last week, how to conserve energy. So I got this power strip that when you turn it off, it cuts all of the power to all of the devices. And so it kind of defeats the purpose if it turns on by itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird.
It's a much better story if it's like
a ghost. It's a ghost who really likes to watch
energy
Amazon.
Moving around the apartment. Kind of like this hidden crypt that was uncovered in London accidentally, actually. For most people, you haven't heard the story. The only time you ever see a hidden tomb is in The Mummy, right? That movie, you see all the promotion for Tom Cruise's latest movie, The Mummy. Looks awful. Anyway, but there is a bit of construction going on in London, and the site manager made a once-in-a-lifetime find, a hidden crypt beneath a former church that marks the final resting place of at least five of the Archbishops of Canterbury.
It's incredible.
The Archbishop leads the Church of England, symbolic head of the Anglican Church, the Episcopalian movement. Current Archbishop can trace his line back more than 1,400 years. Church has been a museum since the 1970s, where the construction workers are moving things around. They've uncovered the crypt while renovating the building. So they took pictures. Actually, they stuck a camera on a stick. This is a sort of reverse selfie. They were able to discover the vault contained 20 coffins going back 400 years. One of them had a gold crown on the top of it.
I mean, this is some Indiana Jones kind of stuff. This is cool.
This is. So, anyway, the uncovered coffin, one of them anyway, belongs to Richard Bancroft, the archbishop who led the committee that produced the King James Version of the Bible back in the 1600s. Translation most used today by Catholics, Baptists, Pentecostals, Presbyterians, right? St. James Version. Mormons use it. Historians had assumed the coffins had been lost or destroyed back in the 1850s when they were reconstructing that area yet again. They didn't expect to find any intact crypts because the nearby river, the Thames River, would have, at least did a thought, over the years flooded it out at one point in time or another. This sounds like it would be another, what's the name of the, Tom Hanks has played the part three times.
Guy's
name, Dan Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote those books?
Yep, Dan Brown.
Yeah, that's right. It was
right.
The
Doesn't
Da Vinci
this sound
code.
Like it ought to be there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at you, Dougie, writing stories.
Yeah.
Well, all I can think of, whenever I see crypt, I think of the Crypt Kickers Five. Do you know who the Crypt Kickers Five were?
No, I thought you were going to say
the
Crypt
Monster
Keeper.
Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. It was.
I did not know that.
Don't encourage me, Jennifer.
I've worked here too long, sir.
The Graveyard Smash.
I'm fluent in Doug.
Yes, Bobby Boris Pickett, who came from South Boston, did the Monster Mash that gets played every Halloween ad nauseum on the radio. Say, it was the Graveyard Smash. It was the Monster Mash. There it is, right there. There's Robbie with the Crypt Kickers 5. Go ahead, crank it up, Karen.
It was the Graveyard Smash.
He did the mash.
There they are.
Hot on and a flash.
I love this song. It's so fun.
He did the Monster.
It's a great one. And Kara's getting a raise, which is cool.
Oh, Kara does a good job. She understands Doug speak as well, Jennifer.
That's right. She's fluent.
All right. Thank you, Kara. 20 minutes for the hour. Okay, let's do have a math lesson. Everybody ready?
No,
a little math?
Yeah, because we're all so awesome at math on this show.
Okay, Jennifer, I'm giving you this is a freebie for your later morning show. This is the Jennifer story, in case you didn't know it. Jennifer does 3 hours with us from 3 in the morning until 6. Then she goes to a radio station in Los Angeles, has a morning show there from 6 to 9. And she needs stimulation because her host sometimes needs a little boost. So I'm going to give you something to give. This is meat.
All right.
Andrew Cuomo. Is ready? You ready? Okay, you ready?
Oh, I saw this story, yeah.
Did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want to tell it? You want me to tell it? You can tell it if you want.
No, because I don't have the exact numbers. All I know is that he sold like 4 books and made a lot of
right.
money.
Right. Listen to this. You're going to love this. This is your governor. Governor of your state, Victoria.
I'm listening.
So if he's got this kind of problem with his own math, I'm wondering what he's doing with the state budget. Anyway, his tax return last year suggests that his income doubled because of royalty payments from his book.
Okay.
HarperCollins paid him $783,000 in royalties for a book that sold 3,200 copies. So that's a mere $245 a book. The book is called All Things Possible. Setbacks and success.
Apparently everything is possible with that kind of math.
It says on the book cover, $13 on Amazon, according to the news, because apparently he doesn't do what other politicians who are around are refusing to do, and he somehow has published his tax returns. And in the, I wouldn't have done it if I would, if you didn't have to, I wouldn't do it. But it's very interesting to look at this thing and see his income with deductions increased to $417,000, which the year before was $218,000, and he says it's because of the book.
Well, I'm sure the digital downloads, I mean, that's, you know, people don't really buy books anymore, so all the digital sales and stuff, I'm sure there's something
there. I'll let you and Jennifer argue that one out. Is there something to that, Jennifer, or not?
There might be, I mean, but it seems like this was the total sales of his book that they were right. talking about. So I would imagine digital is included in that, but who knows? I mean, how many people are going to read his book? I mean, are
Nobody.
There a lot of people? I don't know.
Why would you care?
But here's the thing. I mean, publishing is not in the position right now to just be handing out money to people who haven't earned it.
Wait
so
they just paid $60 million to the Obamas for a book that hasn't been written yet. Two books that haven't been written yet.
Yeah, but well, that's what I mean, that's a big bet, but they obviously know that people are going to buy that.
So is this a bet? You think they gave him this as an advance?
Yeah, maybe this is part of an advance.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's
they're looking for a wink and a nod from him for something.
Why? What is it? What can he do to help them out?
Where's the publishing company located?
New York.
Okay.
Yeah, Harp, all the publishers are here. So.
Just checking. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Sounds like a Dennis Prager bit. Who's also
Does it?
On the same station that you're on. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's part of a multi-year advance. They don't give you, or maybe it's part of however his deal is structured. I don't know. It's not a lot compared. I mean, if that's all he got as an advance, then that's not a lot compared to other politicians.
Really?
Yeah, but he sold four books. I mean,
You know, his wife also writes cookbooks. Maybe it's a joint deal.
They're not married yet, though, are they?
Yeah.
I think they're married.
I thought they got married a couple years ago.
I thought they were domestic partners.
Sandra Lee, right?
Yeah, I love her.
Semi-homemade.
You're having sex, do you?
Oh, what is it with you? You must be...
He's got sex on the brain.
Yeah, you must be feeling a little repressed today, huh?
It's the spring. Guys always get horny in the spring.
Oh, nice.
Okay. They do. That's what I've heard a million guys say that.
Really?
Yes. There's something about springtime.
Not limited to just springtime. All right, 43 past the hour. Speaking of all of that, let's go to bed. You ready?
Boy.
Let's get to bed. Get in bed. Enjoy the sheets. It come from Parachute, the ParachuteHome.com website. Best reviewed when you go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get the best deals on the best bedding, sheets, pillowcases, duvet covers, towels for the bathroom, things you can use in the laundry. This is a one-stop shop for all kinds of things. Quality on top of quality on top of quality on top of quality. You've heard us emphasize that. We tease each other about getting into the under the sheets, but really, Jennifer is using these to a plum, and the lady to be betrothed in a month or two is using them. Actually, you know, we've been having an ongoing discussion here. The problem that Victoria's having getting ready for a marriage is because she can't find a wedding dress, or she found one, but the company's didn't come around. So get some Parachute sheets. And bring him
pull a Scarlett O'Hara.
Bring him to a seamstress and have her pull off. You know, just bring her a picture
some
of
sort
what you
Grecian toga.
No, you can bring a seamstress a picture of what you want to wear, and just bring her some sheets and let her make. Take the Parachute.
Imagine how comfortable you'd be.
That's true. Yeah.
Thank you, Doug. That was very smart of you.
There you go, Doug. That's
some
DIY.
I'm invited to the wedding, and I'm coming up with good ideas. So, if you would like to enjoy the sateen bedding, the smooth, soft, wonderful feeling, unlike anything else you have ever felt before, seriously, and Jennifer gives this a stamp, and Victoria gives it a stamp, Kara gives it a stamp, and it's not a rubber stamp, it's the stamp of experience. Parachute bedding, 100% natural. It's luxurious. and it's not crazy priced. It's the handy way to do it because you don't have to go to a store. Just go online. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. That'll give you free shipping. And remember, you can return the sheets anytime you want if you don't like them. Get new ones or your money back, whatever. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
All right, so if you want to stay hot for basketball action using the cheesy meltdown burger at Buffalo Wild Wings, it's there for a limited time, made for the heat of hoops season. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. So they also have, at Buffalo Wild Wings, they've got their kickin' shrimp tacos and the ultimate cheese sampler for any game that's on. You go by any of these Buffalo Wild Wings in the malls, and man, they're like wall-to-wall TVs with all kinds of stuff going on sports-wise. So if you want to have a good time, you can have a good time with Buffalo Wild Wings. They wings, beer, and sports. Please drink responsibly. Is there another kind of drinking? I'm drinking. So we're following my cooking here this morning, and I have done, I've added to the fish. And I'm cooking fish and mashed potatoes, so I just put succotash in the pot with the mashed potatoes.
This is going to be a nightmare. So you're, are you sticking to the recipe, or are you just adding?
You're a kitchen sink cooker,
aren't you? You just throw anything you've got there in it?
But are you following the recipe, because you've been cooking fish for over an hour?
I like stuff that's well done.
Apparently.
So,
but, I mean, there's well done, and then there's inedible.
Salmon jerky.
No, there's a hockey puck.
You've made jerky.
Because the mashed potatoes have their own little liquid with them as they're now stiffening up because they're getting cooked. And then I just threw in the succotash, which has a little bit of liquid with it, so it'll keep it fresh and moist.
Okay.
That's what I have bigger.
Can you please send us a picture?
Yes.
I'll send you a picture.
You have an iPhone now. We need evidence of this. We'll post this on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I can do that. As a matter of fact, I can do it right now.
Good.
Because it is 10 minutes for the hour, and I have several minutes in order to work productively and do more than one thing. The DJB experience here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJB Experience with a focus on some of the important medical journals, medical news of the week, and there is a lot of it, starting with an overview of people who need to pay attention to their blood work, their blood tests, Ken. This is something that you and I talk about all the time. I'm a disciple. I get blood tests sometimes twice a year, very thorough things. You examine them, and when you examine them, you look for markers. And apparently the Journal of Molecular Diagnostics has found a way to encourage people to get their blood tests. Why don't we explain that to everybody?
Well, no hype. As a cardiologist, I'm a little jealous of my cancer colleagues because that's where so much excitement is. Not that there isn't a lot of excitement in cardiology these days, but the way we diagnose and treat cancer in the next 10 to 20 years is going to be revolutionized. And this study, the Journal of Molecular Diagnostics, just gives us an early doorway to it, Doug. This new study details the development of a blood test that can identify genetic mutations associated with non-small cell lung cancer, which is most of lung cancer, within 72 hours. So, you know, no longer biopsying it, just doing a blood test to diagnose lung cancer. And this is really there. The test could lead to faster, more effective treatment for the disease. Genetic testing may aid personalized treatment for these lung cancers, given that the presence of certain genetic mutations can be used to predict a patient's response to certain cancer therapies.
Wow. All right, so that's something very important to pay attention to. Get the blood work done. Get an annual physical. You got to know what's going on in your body, and it's your job. So let's step this up one more. We'll go up one more rung on the ladder. to this item about beetroot juice. And this is not a commercial, but it can lead us into discussing super beets, because basically this medical finding underscores all we've been saying for 3 years about super beets, right?
They're catching up. It's published in journals of gerontology. Just this week, Doug, a number of studies have shown that physical activity can have positive effects on the brain, particularly later in life. But this new research has found that it may be possible to bolster these effects simply by drinking beetroot juice before exercising. Beetroot has gained popularity for its potential health benefits, which include reduced blood pressure and increased exercise performance, just like super beets. Nitric oxide, it can lower blood pressure and increase blood flow to the brain. And beetroot juice is all about increasing nitric oxide level in the body.
All right, so let's talk about you as a forward-thinking cardiologist, along with others of your ilk, who call what has been discovered here, you just made reference to the nitric oxide, a godsend for revitalizing and energizing your heart and your circulatory system. This was something, I think you say, the work was done at the Mayo Clinic, right? Or the National Institute of Health. Who did this? Where did these Nobel Prize-winning doctors come from?
Who won the Nobel Prize in 1998? That's a good question. The work was done in 1988, and they got the Nobel Prize for that discovery of nitric oxide, several of them in different institutions, in 1998. So a lot of us who were in medical school before that didn't even learn about nitric oxide, but it is so important. And my favorite way of getting it is through super beets, which gives you a boost of nitric oxide. And not only do we now know that it lowers blood pressure, it gives you energy, but the report out this morning is that it also helps to improve functioning of the brain. So, amazing product, and they also have another product called Neo40. If your tank level is low and you just need to get your level up of your body, check it with their test strips. But if you want that boost, that surge of nitric oxide, as the day gets longer in the afternoon or you're going to work out, that's where their second product, Super Beets, is so effective.
All right, so you've heard me say, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, and all the people that are on my program, no matter what programs you're listening to, have heard me talk about Super Beets as it is a way when you understand your blood vessels will open up by 60%, boosting circulation to your entire body, to your muscles, to your brain. You just heard Ken talk about how great it was for your brain. So get in on the Super Beets Revolution. 800-655-4183. Yep, it'll revolutionize your body and your life. Blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Healthy blood flow. Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.